Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Gear up for a hot day over the northern Gauteng and parts of the northwest, and then very hot over the Lower Veld and the Limpopo Escarpment. It will also be windy over the southern parts of Mpumalanga and in the northwest. Pretoria today up to 31, Joburg and Emalahleni 30, Mbombela 35, Polokwane 32, Rustenburg a high of 34 degrees.
In Pretoria, a stationary vehicle on the N1 southbound before the R21 interchange.
Education Union NAPTOSA is calling on government to devise urgent solutions to the education sector budget crisis. This after Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Khwarube told the media yesterday that she's reached out to the finance minister to discuss the more than estimated 79 billion rand budget shortfall that her department faces in the medium term. And Senegal's government will today review the country's financial situation 6 months after sweeping to power, pledging radical change. President Bassirou Diomaye Faye dissolved the National Assembly earlier this month and set new legislative elections for the 17th of November. And he's banking on the move to implement his policy agenda. The International Monetary Fund has already warned that Senegal's economic prospects remain challenging for the remainder of the year. And with that, looking at our business news. Well, the rand has climbed to new recent highs and through the night neared the 17 rand 20 level to the US dollar. The local currency has already been trading at its strongest levels in 20 months. The income generated from tourists' accommodation increased by 2.4% year on year in July. The report published by Statistics SA shows there was an 11.1% increase in the average income per stay unit sold to tourists in July. And tech firms led an Asian market rally this morning on renewed optimism about demand for AI equipment. Tech shares have been the main driver of a surge in global markets this year, pushing several to record highs as demand for all things AI heats up. A dollar this morning trading at 17 rand 23, a euro 19 rand 20, a pound under 23 rand, now at 22 rand 98. Gold at $2,661.33 per ounce, and oil to $72.97 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada de Souza. There's more news at 7.
We are getting closer to the big match at Mbombela this weekend, and Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus has released three players back to their local franchises after the Boks wrapped up preparations for the match against Argentina. Flanker Ben Jason Dixon has returned to the Stormers, while Leon Grobelaar and Kanan Moody will be available for the Vodacom Bulls for URC. Well, the Bulls have Edinburgh at Loftus at 3 on Saturday. Stormers are in Wales against the Ospreys in Bridgend. The other teams, the Lions and Sharks, are up against Ulster at home and Connaught away, respectively. Five matches played in midweek Betway Premiership action yesterday. Only four results, though. The new improved Kaizer Chiefs, another league win for them, beating AmaZulu 3-1 at the Moses Mabhida in Athlone. Stellenbosch FC hammered Cape Town City 3-0. Sekhukhune and Chippa United played out a 1-1 draw. SuperSport United beat TS Galaxy 1-0, and the clash between Arrows and Magesi FC was abandoned with just minutes to play, and that was because of a power outage at the time. The newly promoted Magesi were 1-0 up. And Manchester United stuttered to a 1-1 home draw to FC Twente in the opening Europa League game last night as Christian Eriksen scored and then made an error, which led to the equaliser. Elsewhere, Porto lost 3-2 away to Norwegian champions Bodo Glimt as Alkmaar claimed a 3-2 victory over Augsburg, and Lazio won 3-0 over Dinamo Kiev. I'm Colin Chinga, and that's your Jack of Sport. Jack Red FM plays more.